Okay, so could you just take your name, please?
Yeah, my name's Howell Jones, and most people just call me Howie.
Okay, Howie. Well, thanks for coming over today.
Yeah, thanks.
Can you just tell me a bit about the memorabilia you've brought into shows?
Right, I've brought a little show of a programme that I had, some photographs of myself when I was 5 years old, put in the programme, and it was relating to the Eddie Kavanagh 1966 FA Cup final, where my dad went down to the game, and when he came back, he told myself, my brother, my sister, all about what happened. So through the hilarity of it, we reenacted it in the garden, and the photographs were then reproduced into the programme. And so I was quite pleased with that. Got a few facts wrong, but there you go, about my age and my brother and that. But it was quite a nice moment to see it all in the programme.
So they're in this programme from, was it the Portsmouth programme, 2007?
Yeah, and strangely, it was not long, I think it was a week or two after Alan Ball's funeral, which I actually went down to the Alan Ball's funeral as well in Winchester Cathedral, so it had been held back because of that, which is, as him being my hero, that was quite poignant in its way as well.
Sure. And the slides are from that.
I've got the slides that go with the photographs, and they're actually dated as well. They're down as August 66, but I think that's when they were processed. But it was definitely the weekend after the cup final that my dad took them, showing us reenacting it in the garden. So I was the policeman, and my brother was Eddie Kavanagh, and my sister was a supporter in the crowd. I've also brought along a little key fob ring that I had off my dad again in 1970 after they won the championship, and it opens out into a concertina of photographs of all the players. So quite a little thing that I keep in my drawer forever. Yeah. And I've also brought along a book that I wrote for my mum and dad, that before they died I did it all myself. All the photographs are mine, and the written words are all, but it's about my obsession with Everton from 1966 up to 1992. Got married and got a son who's now 22, but at the time he was 5 and 6 when I wrote it, and he's spit an image of me at the same age. So I'm hoping one day he'll rewrite from 92 onwards. You never know.
There's some nice photos of you in there with some interesting haircuts. Yeah,
well, that's right. I fortunately met Bob Latchford through the Everton collection in Liverpool as well. And there's a photograph of me. He was a hero of mine at the time, with a nice curly perm, and quite jovially, Bob Latchford wasn't sure which picture was him. So he signed it for me nicely. I got photographs of my bedroom in there, which was just covered with Everton memorabilia. One door especially was dedicated to Andy King, and I fortunately met him as well, and he signed the page as well, so he found it quite amusing to see himself there. So that's basically what I've brought along for you to have a look
at. Well, thank you so much for bringing it all in, Howie. It's great to see it all, and look after it.
Yeah, will do. It's hopefully going to carry on with my son in future years.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, then.
Thank you, mate.